Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Adetula and Ron Hughley.
11 hours down. Reggie and myself, we've been here since 6 a.m. 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Our first annual for you, John Lopez. Reggie and Ron Radiothon to help the Houston Food Bank. And to donate, you guys have been amazing with that as we're continuing to try to push numbers up for that. We are nearing 16,000 when it comes to just cash donations. We will get you an update here. And because it is closed, the auction is closed, we will get you the final update on the auction here. Reggie will do that here in a second. But you can still, for the last hour, come on, let's blow this thing out. For the last hour, please, you guys have been amazing today. Text Sports Radio 610, all one word, capitalized, the S and the R in sports and radio. Sports Radio 610 to 71777. That is your way to donate.
And hell, if that's too hard, don't even worry about it. Text into the text line. Just say, give me the website. I will send you the website to make it easy if that works for you as well.
Yes. And if you are following us on Twitter, if you pull it up on Sports Radio 610, the link is there as well. But again, if you are right now, text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to make your donation. And you guys have been amazing on this. The auction is closed. You had a chance to get a dinner with Payne and Pendergast, a dinner with In the Loop, a dinner with The Drive, also a dinner with Area 45, and then a late arriving dinner with Figgy and Brandon Scott. And Reggie, you've got the latest numbers on that?
I do. All right, so this is where we're finishing out, okay? For Payne and Pendergast, the dinner at Churrasco's with Sean, Seth, and maybe Miami's own Ben. $2,000 is what that one finishes out
at. $2,000.
Shout out to Payne and Pendergast. But shout out to the buzzer beater here for In the Loop, a dinner with myself, John Lopez, and Figgy. Okay. Fig. Where are we going to hang out again? Of course, I'm asking like I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's right. J Bar M Barbecue. $2,000 for In the Loop as well. Under the gun. You love to see it. Hold that, Payne and Pendergast. But for The Drive, a dinner with Ron, Clint, T-Mill, $1,100 to go and hang out at Carbog Brewing.
I'll take that.
We'll definitely take that.
Take it all, baby.
And maybe one of the steals of what we're doing here, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, Juan Baby Bull Diaz, Darius Fulgham. I mean, you got all sorts of boxing star power and a hangout at Christian's tailgate for $400. That is the final there. And then what I really think is just was slept on far too much. Because all those ones that I just listed is you and one guest. So two people that are joining the shows. This one here at Cormier's Kitchen between B. Scott and Figgy. This is those two, and you get to have you and three guests for a dinner at Cormier's Kitchen. Like I said, a signed and framed autograph or signed and framed jersey for Yordan Alvarez, some Weller 12, and a special extra for you and your three guests. That one sold for $800.
Man,
I'm gonna tell you, if we have something like that pop up next year, you don't want to miss out on it. That is quite the package that we got there. So ultimately, the auctions, the bids that we had there, total out at $6,300.
Mm.
You add that on to what we are currently sitting at when it comes to the cash total of, it looks like, $15,917. And we are really, really nearing what we're looking at this. We're well over at this point, the $20,000 goal.
We got to be pushing towards 25,000.
We got to be pushing.
That's awesome.
What we're trying. Let's try to knock that out in the next.
This last hour.
There we go. Last hour. Let's get this thing up to 25K. This is amazing. Again, this morning they set their total at $3,000 of a goal. And we have moved the goal multiple times today. And let's do this. Let's do this damn thing. Let's get this thing to 25K. You guys have been amazing.
My goodness.
We got one final hour. I know some people are jumping off work at 5 o'clock right now. Please go ahead and help the Houston Food Bank. Help us help them as their funding has been cut by $11 million. They feed kids. They feed kids at the Boys and Girls Club. They said they feed a lot of seniors as well. As they have been, as I said, cut by $11 million. Their budget has been cut by $11 million, and they still service over 1 million people here in the great city of Houston, including 18 different counties. Let's do this. You guys have stepped the hell up. Let's get it to 25K and continue to push this thing over the next hour. All right, and you can do that again by texting Sports Radio, capital S, capital R, Sports Radio 610, all one word, to 71777. And that is the way that you can donate. Any more shout-outs? You good? Any more shout-outs?
Oh, there's a lot of shout-outs that have come in since the last time that I shouted some folks out. And, of course, I'm shouting everybody that's out that's putting down donations here. Shout-out to Michael Grotowicz, Barrett Reasoner, Cheryl Foster, Douglas Jones, RT Hervey, WT Johnson. All right, and this is I'm gonna let you know I'm Nigerian, but my Igbo is a little rusty. So here we go. Ugochukwu Eziefwili. I'm guessing that's what I'm going for.
Sounded really good.
I'm hoping that it was as good as I possibly can get it, and I hope that it was passable for my friend. But again, we appreciate, and I've been trying to say everyone's name as much as I can because we do appreciate all of you for supporting us and supporting Houston in this endeavor, because it matters so much. Man, I'm still shocked. I'm amazed. We were talking about it with us. We were like trying to dream big, and we're like, all right, I threw out
25 initially in our meeting,
and we were just like, oh, you wildin'. And look at us.
Let's not be aggressive.
2,500. You threw out 2,500 or 25,000?
25,000, excuse me, is what I threw out.
You're about to get that.
They told me I was being a little bit bashful.
I thought you were doing a lot there. Mea culpa.
Hear you say earlier that you thought you were going to get like just 3,000 and you guys blew through that in the first two and a half hours?
That was what the Houston Food Bank, they didn't really have an understanding of how to gauge.
Yeah.
That's what they thought, and we knocked that out in the first 2 hours.
Yeah. No, I think it's fantastic. Reggie told me about it for the first time, two or three days ago, and it's a hell of an idea because if you don't have that idea, then the dozens or, you know, hundreds of people, however many people have donated and, you know, spent money on these auction items, it doesn't happen today. People don't just wake up and spend nearly $25,000 on a given day. You know what I'm saying? So it's a hell of an idea for a hell of a cause. So for us as a station to be able to just be a part of this, like you allowing me to attach my name to something like this, it's pretty cool. So thank you guys.
Well, allowing you, brother.
Thank you for jumping in, baby. And
this has been an incredible team effort. Like, this isn't us allowing you to come along. This is you and PC and Luke and Clint and B. Scott and Seth and Sean and John and T-Mill and Figgy and everyone all supporting this effort that we've had to support the food bank. So no, this has been really, really awesome, and I can't wait to build on it. And we're not done yet. I shouldn't get to that place. We're not done yet.
We
right
got
now.
50 damn minutes. Yeah. All right. Again, man. Again, also, if you're texting in, as Reggie has said, if you've had issues trying to be able to donate, you can just text the text line, and we will send you the link. We will send you the link for you to be able to donate. So it is fantastic what's happened thus far. Again, let's finish strong. We just went over 16,000 in cash donations. Let's continue to get a final kick there. By the way, I don't mean to bring the mood down, but the Astros did lose 7-6 there. They tried it. They got a run there in the ninth on an RBI ground out from Jose Altuve after Jake led off with a double and got to third, and then they got two runners on and a fly out to right that was just within the reach of the right fielder to end the game. So they win the series, they lose this final one 7-6 to the Rockies, and now they take on the Dodgers. So that should be a fun series moving forward. All right, back to the conversation we were having earlier about, you know, this is obviously one of the biggest markets in the country, one of the a top six market media-wise. I think maybe the next time the next sensor comes out, it may have more people than Chicago. It could be third or fourth in terms of population, in terms of people. But like hockey, WNBA, some of these leagues that are, you know, starting to make some moves, having some positive thing, they go to Cleveland. The WNBA just started to, three teams they brought in. And it's not just, oh, we don't want to go to retreads. Well, they've had a team in Cleveland before. They've had a team in Detroit. Right, and then Philadelphia, which is very weird that they've never had a team, but they skip Houston, right, and then obviously hockey, that's been a thing, and they have not rolled to Houston with hockey yet. And you guys brought up a lot of things. Is this one a tough one though? Is there a real perception that maybe this isn't a place that's, you know, rabid enough, or the fan base is not always
in like a general sense being rabid?
Yeah, like well, just like sometimes, you know, CJ's got to call out some of the fans to get to the games on time. Sometimes, you know, the Rockets games are casually, you know, people are casually late. There's a kind of a different feel of, you know, I don't want to, I know it's not true, but the laid back sports fandom, the feel of Atlanta a little bit sometimes, yeah, the feel of Miami, like it's a we could take it or leave it. But in places like Cleveland, you feel like those people are psychotic about their teams. Detroit, they're psychotic about their teams. Is there just potentially a thought that I don't know how, from the outside, how good Houston is of as a sports town?
Generally speaking, I think it's a part of it. I think it's got to be like, and if you want to gauge like the rabidness of a fan base, aren't you supposed to look directly at your football team? Aren't you supposed to look directly at your football fan base? And would you apply that word, that phrase, rabid fan base, to the Houston Texans fan base at any point in time over the last 22 years? Maybe it's getting there now.
I wouldn't. Would you?
I would not. No. Like, and yes, hey, Ultimate Warrior Texan guy, like, yeah, there's not 50,000 of you at NRG on a given Sunday. But that's not to say they don't exist. There are. It's just, do we have, 8,000, 12,000 people that are going to fill a hockey arena on any given night and bring that same energy? I think it's a If you're asking me gun to my head, I think it's some of that. It's some of what I told Reggie and you during the break that, hey, yeah, there's a bunch of people that live in this city and it's a bunch more people that live in other cities that have hockey teams. But what about the money that goes along with those people? How many of those millions of people that live in and around the city of Houston have the disposable income to not just spend on Texan games, Astro games, Dynamo games, Rocket games? Now you're asking to spend money on a hockey season. I wonder if there are statistics out there that say Houston, yeah, while you have a whole bunch of people, it's the population of the city doesn't reach what others do in terms of median household income and disposable income that can afford to pay money for a fourth professional sport.
That shouldn't be the case with the amount of people here.
I mean, there's other cities that are able to sustain more sports than we have right now. And I understand what you're getting at, because I think also then I would want
to. And I'm just asking questions here.
No, it's a conversation. That's what we're here for.
And it's a fair question to ask, because I'm trying to think of the places that have four of the major sports and then additional. I'm like, what would then be the incomes that we're looking at? Because what are the let's start with the places that have those multiple teams. Well, I mean, L.A. has a ton of them. But of course, I think that you could probably look at like the median income and probably get, you know, take a guess that it's in a higher place.
But let's just be honest. Miami Dallas has it all. Like they're right here.
Dallas
in the
has
state.
A lot. Yeah.
Dallas has them all. Right. They've got the WNBA. They've got hockey. They've got everything, and they don't have more people than Houston does. But they're that's
maybe,
not
maybe you try and take that's a, not the like Fortune 500 though. Companies to talk about. Like that's there's still a lot of those here.
There's a lot of those here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could draw a lot of those parallels, and I don't think it's any one thing, but I think it's a conglomeration of things that when you're, and yes, money, because I will just say this too. Me and PC talk about this quite a bit on our show because he's a huge hockey guy, but there's a B word that exists now. If you want an NHL expansion team that didn't used to exist, it's billion. And if you want to start an NHL franchise in a new city, never mind one that used to have one or one that's never had one, it's going to cost you $1 billion. There's that. And then who was it? The Coyotes that just moved from Arizona
to become the Utah Mammoth.
Right. Like, I don't know how much that cost, but that's a pretty penny as well. And there's not a lot of teams on the ready that are ready to relocate that wouldn't already just like to have a brand new arena in whatever city they represent right now. So expansion seems to be the road for Houston, and it's going to cost Tillman or a conglomerate of investors or somebody else $1 billion to make that happen. And so that's a huge factor as well.
But you have the people willing, like they've been in on these expansion talks. It's not that you have to find somebody after or like once the expansion situation. I mean, you have the Dan Friedkins of the world who's like, no, we're ready. Just give us the team.
Yeah.
Right. You've got, and it's been Tillman that's been putting in the comments, the idea, or I keep saying the comments, the Houston WNBA expansion kind of look there.
And I love that.
And they, but so I don't know that it's going to be like the apparatus or having the, you know, structure. It seems that the leagues just aren't regarding Houston highly enough. And I don't know, like as a sports fan of Houston, I feel like we all have had these instances where it's like, why are y'all treating Houston like little brother? We absolutely are big enough to be with the big dog.
Yep. Yeah. Another way to make us feel small and little. Story of our lives, native Houstonians.
It is interesting. One of the biggest cities in the country, you start to look at it and when you're like, hold on, man.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to have more sports teams then? What the hell is this going on? What's going on here? Is Tampa have them all?
They might have more, but they suck. They suck.
That's a good dismount.
Hold on. It is a good dismount, but I feel like we've had.
Well, clearly you don't think it is. You're going to jump all over it.
I know.
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
So my text in, WNBA is not a good investment.
Okay. It's actually quite high growth okay. opportunity, but right. I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, there's a take.
PC has been in for 2 hours. You've been in for about an hour and a half, and we haven't gotten an ass yet.
Cleveland is. Ass.
Thank you.
There you go. There's the dismount. The dismount for us and the radiothon and the giving is not over yet. All right, you can continue to help us raise money by texting Sports Radio 610 to 2. Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. We're an hour 12. Capitalize SNR Sports Radio 610 to 71777 as we continue to try to push through. We're trying to push through the 25,000 mark. That's what we're trying to do, and we know you can help us to do that. Please continue to help us out as we continue right here on Sports Radio 610. Attack that ass.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Attitula and Ron Hughley.
All right, you all are killing it. We've got just over 30 more minutes left in our first Reggie and Ron Radiothon, and I would say it has gone. shocked us almost, blown us away with the effort that you all have given. And we have been saying it all morning. The same thing is being said from the folks over there at the Houston Food Bank. We had Julie Voss here earlier who spoke and gave us even more information, gave you information how you can go up there and you can volunteer. In different ways how you can drop food off and give money there, and it's been amazing. But again, a little over 30 minutes left. You can still donate if you're having trouble trying to get to where you text. By the way, you text Sports Radio 610, capitalize the S, capitalize the R, and Sports Radio 610, all one word, 271777. If you're struggling to do that, hell, one, you could just text in and we will send you the link immediately to make a donation. Or if you're on Twitter or Instagram, there is a link right there that sends you right to the donation spot on the post, so you can go and help us out there. Let's knock this last 30 minutes out the water. You guys have been amazing.
And don't think the increments on here on the back end are nothing. Shout out to Mike Westside, Best Side, texting in.
Mike!
And you're about to hear his name again because I'm about to give the shout outs on every donation. It's the reason why I'm giving shout outs. He said, I didn't have much to give my brothers.
Come on, man.
I made a donation for $25. I hope that helps, Sean. I need you to understand. I will circle back to this because this has been, of all the statistics and information that we've given, this might be one of the most important ones and the most shocking ones that I've heard. And I say it time and time again because it means so much to me. For every dollar that the food bank gets, they manage to make three meals out of that. Yeah. So $25 is 75 meals for the city of Houston that the food bank will be able to provide. That is not just a little bit of, that's not a little bit of nothing. That's nothing to sneeze at. Mm. It's nothing to scoff at. Mm. I am very grateful for every person that does a little bit. I think I saw someone put in a dollar and I was like, that's three meals. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Like, I will 100% take it. So every dollar that you have. So thanks again to the likes of W.T. Johnson, Samuel Stewart, Jonathan Sheedy, Justin Goodman, Terrence Hall, Glenn Robinson, Shamara Garner, Boyd Bluestein, and then, of course, Mike Westside, Bessa, all of you, every single person, we appreciate it so greatly. It's making such a big difference.
Yeah, that it's really cool. Like, I was going through some of the donations earlier when I made mine, and there were people donating $6.10. You know, like, I love that. That's very cool. $610, you know, people donating, paying homage to the station.
Absolutely.
It's really cool. And I started thinking about this. You know, too, with your idea and what you guys have been able to kind of put together and include all of us in this and just kind of make something happen for the community. I think maybe Clint said it whenever he came in. It's without just the thought, the idea, like, this doesn't happen. Like, who's doing this? And how do you make up $11 million that has been cut over the last year in funding? Well, it's ideas like this. It's just the start of something, and maybe it gets the wheels spinning in other areas for the Houston Food Bank and other people around town that can also pitch in and do their part.
As we told Julie, she stuck with us. We wanna make this an annual thing and do this every year. And I love the date, the day before 4th of July. It's a good day, not to mention we know the next day is an off day, so when you do 12 hours of radio, this feels
You can recoup.
You can recoup. And really, to be honest, man, I don't know if I'm tired. I don't know any of that, but I do know that the response that we are getting from you guys has uplifted us. I speak for me. I believe me and Reggie uplifted us and has given us energy throughout. I mean, as Reggie said earlier, it's happening right now. I can't even update it fast enough. The numbers keep changing when you refresh this thing. So it's amazing. I ran through a lot of topics. I got one left.
Oh boy.
You saved the best for last.
I got one left. This is the first time
this is the first time we've actually worked together on air. We've hung out a decent amount thanks to New Orleans and kind of some others.
Yeah.
But done a show together. And I've done a lot of shows with Sean Bajani. So he kind of knows the style. So the Knicks, they hired Mike Brown, right?
Uh-huh.
But the reports was that, you know, it had gotten to a point where they had reached out to Don Staley. Now, I didn't think there was a chance in hell that would happen. I would have enjoyed it. I think she is worthy of the conversation and an interview. What she has done with the women's Olympic team, what she has done in college basketball, and I think it will be amazing to see that. I think one day it happens. But do y'all think we were? We're ready right now in our year of 2025. You think we're ready to see a woman as a head coach in the NBA?
I actually think I do. And mm-hmm. I think that happened relatively recently for me. And one of the things that reminds me
so?
Of this, I think Dawn is really highly respected. But more so than that, I will actually point you to the NBA Finals where a person who in my friend group, we were like, yo, this person is not getting enough credit.
The Indiana Pacers defensive coordinator?
Yep. Lauren. Is it Buchek? I've forgotten her name as soon as I went to say it. I apologize to Lauren because I think she's a phenomenal coach. She is very highly regarded. She's high on that staff. as well. I'm pretty sure like she is Rick Carlisle's lead assistant.
She runs the defense.
She's his lead assistant. Yeah. Like, that is the next step up. We've had Becky Hammon, and I know that she was particular, but I think also as this proliferates and it happens more and more, I think it normalizes it. And also, like, what more is there for her to experience besides just getting that head role? Now, of course, it's not just her. There's more women across this space than we probably realize if we actually go and look at these the depths of these benches. And I think the guys in this league are at a point where it's mostly been to the point where if you know hoop, you know hoop, and we'll respect you. But I think any level of questions of, ooh, but are there any other like misogynies or what have you, or whatever words you want to use in there? I think that that's what wiped away as we've had more women in that space, more women doing incredible work that people are going to speak to. And as they proliferate a little bit more.
I want to be with you.
You don't think they're ready now, but what about within the next 5 to 10 years?
Maybe. And here's the thing is, I think I'm inclined to agree with you. I think the players are more ready.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Especially the younger players, the kids under 30 or whatever. There may be some older guys that are, I don't know about that. But I think the players are more ready. I don't know that the fan base or the fan bases or their fan base completely is ready for that.
That's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair.
And listen, this ain't a black or white thing. This is a male thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are males that just ain't ready for that, that are big portions of the NBA fan base that I don't think could get there.
I'm not trying to take this sideways, but you're making me think of a podcast that Jabari Smith Jr. was recently on. And he was talking about his first NBA coach, Steven Silas.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys see the clip?
Yes. At all?
Okay, so
you brought this up, I think, earlier. Yeah,
were y'all talking about it? Okay, so you know, Jabari Smith was talking about Steven Silas and how he could not control that group of players. And granted, it was a very tenuous time for the organization, for the basketball team. You had new faces, like first timers in the NBA. You had old timers in the NBA. It was a weird mix, a weird time, not just for the city of Houston, but particularly for a basketball team, and you were trying to create one. And Silas wasn't necessarily maybe the guy to lead a group of men and young men in that mix, right? Jabari Smith said, hey, he knew all the basketball. He knows it really well and he knows exactly what he's doing, but he couldn't control the situation. And I think that is maybe what gives people the most trepidation, like owners of an NBA team, the fan base of an NBA team is, I mean, this woman, whoever it may be for that first timer, if it's Dawn Staley, Becky Hammon, whoever, they might know all the basketball in the world, but can they control a group of 12 to 15 young men and veterans that had been doing what they're doing long before that was even a thought?
Do I want that woman being my coach?
Oh, is that the play
my
where,
team.
Where like someone might be, you know, open like, enough to be like, oh, yeah, she could be a coach, but over here?
Well, I'm not in my backyard of basketball? We're ready to be the assistant. They're ready for the assistant. They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you what, boy, I would imagine what them calls would have been like at WFAN if Dawn Staley was the head coach of the New York Knicks.
Yeah, but what are the calls when Thibodeau was, man, the words are immediately leaving me as we inch closer to the actual 6 o'clock mark. But I mean, the calls for Thibodeau weren't like incredibly civil.
You know how many Whoopi Goldberg jokes there would have been?
I've already made one myself.
It wouldn't even.
But I do it lovingly. I loved Eddie.
It wouldn't even be the same. It would like the Tom Thibodeau stuff would be gearing towards basketball. The Dawn Staley stuff or whatever said female coach, I think that's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now it would be loud. I mean, it would be loud on that.
So, and I think it's fair to point that out, especially in the current environment when it comes to just generally the way our society seems to feel about women. And look, if you want to be mad at me about
especially
that,
especially in the men's
in a more men-coded space. Sure, but at this point, like, also, if that's the way that we're going to look at this, like, what kind of revolution, for lack of a better word, what kind of progress-making moment happens without some of that, right? Because if the idea is, are we ready, means that there is not going to be any level of pushback, it's going to be quiet, there's not going to be, then there's none of these happen. Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in a space where there are people who actively are spitting on
it. There's a huge level of pushback, and there's going to be a huge level of pushback. Whoever
has
makes
the balls
that first
to
time.
Do it. Yeah. I don't know if we've reached the point where somebody's got the balls to do it. All right.
Not literally.
The basketballs, I think they're all Wilson right now.
All right, guys. We got 15. We got about 20 minutes left, a little over 20 minutes left. Please. Text Sports Radio 610, all one word, capitalize the S and the R to 71777. We will also let you know what the final number is before we get off the air, but you can still donate. We are going till 6 o'clock. You can still donate. We appreciate everything you have done. 144 people have made donations thus far from 6 to 6, and that is just on the donation piece, let alone what has happened with the auction. Please, you can continue to do so as we continue right here on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
Hughley has came in the game.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Atitula and Ron Hughley.
Got a little over 15 minutes, left to continue to donate money to the Houston Food Bank. Again, you guys have been amazing. It's been an amazing day here. One of the best things I've ever been a part of in this business in the last 11, 12 years of being a part of sports radio. Remember, folks, just again, the Houston Food Bank, they have had federal funding cut by $11 million in the last year. And they are still trying to service over 1 million people in the Houston area, over 18 counties, and a lot of them kids, a lot of them seniors.
Yeah.
that they are trying to service, and anything helps. They started out, when I say anything, they started out, hey, man, if we could just get $3,000. Well, we are closing in on $25,000. You've got about 15 more minutes left. Again, you can text Sports Radio 610, all one word, capitalize the S and the R in sports and radio. Sports Radio 610 to 71777, and you can donate there. You guys have been amazing in this. And again, shout out to Sean Bajani, who has been in here with us, hanging out the last couple of hours. Shout out to everybody who stopped through, man. The entire sports radio crew, whether they called in, whether they came in, they helped support us. They allowed us to take over the station for the day.
That's also a big thing. Shout out to everybody giving us the space.
Y'all ain't going to do it, so I've got to do it, and I'm glad to do it. But shout out to y'all, too.
Disagree.
Not just for the idea. The idea is fantastic. A lot of people spent a lot of money today on a great cause, supporting the Houston Food Bank. But dude, 12 hours of radio, like, hey, it's not digging ditches or anything like
not
that.
Not in close.
But, okay, you guys don't sound like you've never worked together before. That's one. Two, bringing the topics, sometimes polarizing, funny, just off the wall. It's not really any different from what you guys normally do, but the fact that you guys are doing it for 12 straight hours and not recycling the same three topics over and over and over again, it's fantastic. So great job by y'all today.
By the way, senior manager, corporate engagement, senior management manager, Kathy Lipman over at the food bank, the Houston Food Bank, said what you guys have done just in terms of the donation, and that's not even to the point of the over 6,000 we have in auction donations, over 52,000 meals. You have been able to help the food bank help people with. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Clap it up for you all. It has been an amazing day, and it doesn't have to finish there. You can still give donations. As somebody else has just checked in with the donation, you can still give right now. Again, text Sports Radio 610 to 71777.
And more shout outs, because I'm trying to make sure I give a shout out to everyone. Shout out to Travis Reichlick. I said that wrong. I guarantee I did. Nah, I don't think so.
You're right.
Jonathan Jeremillo, I'd very much anglicize that. James Stauber, Jorge Buentello. That's bad as well.
Hey, Bruce, there you go. What an effort.
Bruce Broussard.
It's 11 hours. It's almost
Blaine McDonald.
Hours.
Appreciate all you fine folks who continue to put in. I just saw our guy, Parker Hillis, who is going to tabulate the final numbers. My crude accounting, and of course, I don't want to, you know, get ahead of this. My crude accounting puts us close to a very nice round number, which is, I think we're maybe like 150 short of a Ooh. Nice round number.
Ooh.
Not, you know, hey.
Let's go.
Hey.
Got 12 minutes. Got 12 minutes. Let's go.
This is amazing, man.
You just can't wait to take that jersey off now, can't you?
Hey, man.
That's exactly what he said, like, during the break. He's like, can I take this off now?
I wasn't going to put him all the way out like that.
Hey, man.
I won't give you your credit.
It's a little snug. I just want to get a little comfortable real quick.
It looks good on you.
Okay.
It looks really good on
you. I told him he looked like he could clamp somebody up right now.
Yeah.
Because it is that H-Town Blue 24. He looked like he could clamp somebody up.
Define clamp.
Oh, man.
And let me, hold on. People need to know.
Hold on. Both of y'all laughing a little too damn hard at that.
Like, I don't know. I feel like we got body types that can clamp people up over here. I'm saying
it wasn't that funny. As we say where I'm from, if you grinning, you in it now.
Oh, are you hitting us with "I know you ain't talking"? Is that "I know you ain't talking"?
I'm just saying. Don't beware now. All right, calm down here before I start. You know it. When I get as a cornered badger. Tyler knows it. I start scraping and
start lashing out.
Somebody stop that man!
It's like syphilis and skunk. That will we've had some moments today. Reggie, as we continue to see numbers,
shout out to Cody Power. Shout out to Matt Morales. Because again, we're really going to push this all the way to the
end, baby. Yeah. I think the boss is going to come in with some final.
He better get a move on.
Again, I also want to send a special shout out to our guy Jace, who stepped in.
Yes, sir.
Kicked things off producing. Ficky, who gave us a clean 6 hours.
He gets the today. Win on this one.
He was he does get the win. Tyler's coming in with the save there as he
hey, thank you, Tyler Milner. Through.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody, holiday weekend, enjoying themselves, obviously, from the weekend and everything. And all of our guys, as we said, Seth up with us bright and early, Sean calling in. And then Brandon Scott coming in with us, and Frito and Katie from the Bull
coming in, and
Clint Sterner, my partner, coming in early and giving us 2 hours, as well as Jesse Watt coming in and giving us a couple of hours, and Patrick Creighton, obviously Sean Bajani's in here,
Luke Morrow as well.
Luke Morrow is in here, who came in and gave us two big hours as well.
Lopez called in as well.
Lopez called, man.
Yeah, man. Everybody came in and factored in.
You, man, any thoughts? Any thoughts here before we take off? We got about 5 minutes on the air. Someone just texted in, what's the number I can text? We will text you the link immediately, and you can easily go and hit that right now. We still got 10 minutes or so. Your any closing thoughts from you, Reggie, as you – huge. I'll speak before Reggie does. Reggie inspired me when I first heard him speak about this just in passing. It was his birthday, and I think he said he went a different direction and said, hey, you know, let's send some money to the Houston Food Bank. And he started saying some numbers. I researched it, and I said, hey, man, we got to do something. I've been wanting to do this. I've brought up a radiothon ideas before, but this was the right time to do it, and a great partner to do it with. Reggie, who has done a ton to help get this thing going. Any parting thoughts? You did a hell of a job, my man.
I appreciate it. But honestly, I don't want it to be about us, because obviously we help facilitate it. But really, it's very easy to see a Absolutely. Call to action. It's not as easy to act on that call to action. You guys took this and made it your own. You learned about it in less than a week. And when you hear this number, it'll floor you, because you guys came through and really demonstrated a love for the city of Houston. And as a native Houstonian, it moves me to no end to know that, you know, just the fact that you guys care about what we do enough to engage, but then also you care about your fellow humans in a time that can be kind of dark, dreary. We can maybe lose faith in our humanity, in our friends, in our neighbors. You guys have decided to step up and say no. We choose to be a light in this world, and I thank you so kindly for it. It moves me to literal tears.
Crying here, Reggie. Damn.
Awesome. Good stuff, man.
All right, man.
Beautiful. Thing.
No,
awesome.
As we will get totals here coming up behind us, Texans All Access will jump through. And John McClain, he'll be on with the fellas. Thank you, Booger Butt. He'll be on with the fellas. I'm not sure. I think we probably came, if not close, did not hit. I think we may have hit the 25,000 mark total there.
My rough estimation, and this is not the absolute, is 24,899, which that ain't nothing to scoff at. I mean,
24,899. We got 7 minutes. I think we can get to 2,500 by there.
$111. Come on.
There you go. Reggie, great job as always, everybody. As I said, man, this has been amazing. The boss is coming in with some sort of a big check here. Happy Gilmore in the building.
You got to move. We're counting down here.
There we go. As more is coming through here.
Okay, so I did the numbers wrong then.
What's the number here?
Well, look, fellas, I don't want to take any of your thunder away. You guys are the ones that did all the work. So I want to let you guys announce the number that's on this check.
Go ahead, Ron. You get the honor, baby.
Let's let everybody on YouTube see it because they were all a part of it. But you guys, take this one away.
The final count here, and this is not the final because people are still rolling through, $23,898 to the Houston Food Bank. Total there, almost $24,000. And I think we will surpass that as people are still sending in donations. You have until 6 o'clock to join in. That is so amazing. I will say this. I've been here 5+ years. I have never felt more connected to the city of Houston, and this has been an amazing experience. All of it due to what you guys have done. An amazing day. This was year one. This exceeded everything that the Houston Food Bank thought it would be, and honestly, everything that we thought it would be as well. We appreciate you all for jumping in. I see you at the last second there, Maya Wesley. I see you jumping in there. We appreciate you. For Reggie, for Sean Bajani, for Tyler Milner, everybody here at Sports Radio 610, it's been an amazing day, almost $24,000. You did that, Houston. You did that. I'm Ron, the show. As always, Houston, more than ever, we love you, baby. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. We're taking on the task to try to help feed Houston and help with the Houston Food Bank, and
give us money.
Okay, there it is.
We went to the pen again.
Shot of energy. At I knew 2 a shot of energy.
I've got me a shot of energy too. I knew Tyler would come through with a shot of energy.
Mango tear.
Put in reverse, tear.
What you doing, tear?
Have a good weekend. Good golf. Good tennis. Or whatever makes you happy.